Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, people? This is LWB's talk show to let you know where, and why, and what's poppin'. It's your host, CJ.
And it's DJ.
And it's your very own LWB.
All right, guys, we have a very exciting show. Ooh, very exciting.
Very exciting.
Yes.
Giving me chills.
Very.
Giving me a chill.
Oh, yeah. So first, we're going to talk to the beautiful, the gorgeous, Miss Ishii. Oh, my God. I cannot wait.
Oh my
can
lord!
You wait, bro.
I can't wait, yo. Hey, yo, she can dance, yo.
Right,
you know that. And she was on that. What was it? Arrested Development, yo. I saw that group, bro. I was like, yo. And they had like this number one hit that I was so in love with. Take me to another place. Take me to another.
Oh, I cannot get that out of my head. I was so addicted to that song. Bro. It was like Tennessee. Oh,
Tennessee.
Oh,
you the only 10 I see.
Yeah. That was corny.
Let me stop that.
But yeah, we're gonna talk about teens.
We're gonna have some good topics. But first off, let's start off with this interview with our lovely, most gushes, Miss Ishii. What's up? What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
We are doing amazing. How are you?
I'm doing good. Trying to stay dry, you know, it's like storming, but I had to get on with you guys, so I am excited to be on your show, and I'm so proud of you guys, both of you.
Thank you.
All right, so we're gonna go ahead.
Loving the energy, I can hear from the top. Loving the energy of the show too, by the way.
You stay turned, you know.
I love it.
So we know you a Georgia peach. All right.
Yes,
of course, of course.
We know you from where? Down south, where we at? Where we over here in the ATL South? What's up?
Oh yeah.
Yes, I grew up in Southwest Atlanta, born and raised. I'm a true Georgia peach.
You know what it is, shout it.
Right.
So tell me, how did you get into the industry?
Oh my gosh. So I started dancing when I was 2 years old. My mom owned a dance school. She had it for like over 35 years. So I've literally been dancing as long as I can remember. So with that, I would dance all around town in different competitions and schools and different artists, all kinds of stuff. And I had a girls group back in the day, and we danced. It was like four of us. And we would used to do, I don't know if you guys ever heard of The Boys. They sang Down My Heart. That was like one of my favorite songs. So we used to perform that song. No, y'all got to, especially by you guys being young artists yourselves, you have to check out The Boys and all the other great artists that came before you. But they had this song called Down My Heart, and I used to love it. So we performed it at Greenbrier Mall. I never forget. So I was like, okay, I've been bit by the performance bug because I used to be extremely shy. So I did that. Then I started performing, dancing with a rapper called Sammy Sam that's actually from Atlanta. Sammy Sam Hitman. And he's like underground, but the Southern style. If you truly from Atlanta, from the 80s, back in the day, you know who Sammy Sam is. So that I started doing that and started doing shows. And then one day, a gentleman by the name of Ian Burke and my sister, they asked me, do I want to audition for a group called Arrested Development? My sister, it was actually her opportunity first, and she passed it on to me. And I was 13 years old. I was in eighth grade. And the founding members of the group, Speech and Headliner, they were in college at the Arts Institute. So I was like, wow, okay, I'm going to audition for some grown people. So I went and I auditioned for Arrested Development. They were looking for an African dancer, and they really liked me. And so that was the beginning of my journey as far as in Arrested Development, but I already been doing a lot of stuff around town.
Nice. Well, let me ask you this then. Since you over here flooded talking about, yeah, you boss with this.
Yeah, she girl, is boss. What are you talking about, bro?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Can't let her get the big head. But how long have you been doing this? Like, how many years?
Just over 25 years. So, like Jeez. I said, I started when I was 13, and I'm 40 now. And I'm still doing it, you know. And now it's a new season for me in my life. So, I'm doing solo projects now. I was in the group for a long, long, long time, many, many years, and I decided to step out on stage and do my own thing. So now I'm doing solo music, working on my first solo album right now. I put out several singles, four in total, actually. But yes, I'm working on my own stuff, and it's been many years. So I'm going to keep going until I can't do it anymore.
You've been doing this longer than I've been born.
Right.
Okay, yes, cool.
It's been a long time.
Is it okay if we play one of your songs for the listener?
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Just a brief, just to let them hear a little bit. Just give them a taste of what Miss Ishii is about.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, cool. All right. So check this out. Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing grass. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough?
You guys, I hope y'all really enjoyed that song, man. That joint is dope, yo.
Exactly. I just wanted to give y'all a little taste. And Miss Ishii.
Thank you. Yes.
I heard y'all won a Grammy off that song.
Yeah, we actually won two Grammys, two MTV awards. We won Soul Train Award, NAACP Image Award. So we won a lot of awards. And I want to say it was like, I think for the Grammys, it was Best New Artist. And then I want to say it was either Best Rap Video or Best Rap Song or something like that. But yeah, it was two. And that was a blessing because when we won our Grammys, I was maybe like 17 or 18, maybe 17. Yeah, something like that. 17, 18 years old.
Jeez, that is not. Hold up, let me ask you this though. All right, so I ain't never won a Grammy yet. I'm gonna get there.
Hell yeah.
Trust me. No, we
yes,
gonna
you will.
Get
yes,
there.
Yes, you will. Trust definitely. Me. That's Believe. Right. Claim it.
you already know I'm claiming. You already know. I already know. We gonna get there. Let me ask you this now, because I haven't won a Grammy yet. tell me, how did it feel when you had to accept it, though? Like, going up on stage and just getting that golden trophy, just knowing, man, I finally won me a Grammy. How did it feel?
It felt really good. It was, like, surreal. It almost felt like it wasn't happening because at the time, we were going up against a lot of popular people. We were new, you know, new to the business on a professional level like that. And also, that was our first record. So we honestly, I was like, I'm just doing it for fun. If we win, cool. If we don't, it was just awesome to be nominated because we were up against Miley Cyrus, Billy Ray Cyrus. He had a song out called Achy Breaky Heart. And it was huge.
Oh, wow.
And, Achy Breaky Heart. Exactly. And I thought he was going to win, truly, to be honest. And so we won. I was like, what? You know, like, and I just cheesed up the whole time. I was just so shocked. I mean, even now today when I look at the Grammy, I'm like, wow. I mean, it's people who've been in the business for years. Decades and never won a Grammy, and I won two on my first time out, and it's just the beginning. More are coming, so I'm just like, wow, this is amazing. So it was a blessing. I mean, you definitely, you know, you don't take any of it for granted, and you're grateful. I'm extremely grateful. I'm a part of history, so how many people can say they actually won a Grammy? So that's a blessing.
That's amazing.
Now, speaking of grateful, that's actually our motivational moment word of the day, people. Please stay tuned to the end because we finna tell you what we grateful for. Anyways,
yeah,
on to the next question.
Oh, yeah.
Get it with it, Brody.
Okay, so Miss Ishii. So,
yes.
There was a rumor that came out, and I heard that you did something very special with your Grammy. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, totally. A young lady by the name of Dionne Farris, she's an amazing vocalist, singer, songwriter, and she had multiple hits as well as an artist. She actually sang on Tennessee, and she sang on a lot of other songs that was on our first record. And the first album was called 3 Years, 5 Months, and 2 Days in the Life of. And that's how long it took to get an actual record deal. So she was all over that record. She was never actually a member of the group, but she was like an extended family member because she sang on everything. She toured with us. And when we won the Grammy, she was no longer touring with us. And I saw her some years later. Ironically, I saw her. We would see each other on and off, of course, over the years, but this particular time, I saw her at Lisa Lopez's funeral, and we got a chance to talk, and, you know, she was really saddened that she never got a Grammy. I never knew what happened, why she didn't get it, but she didn't receive it. So I went home, and I prayed about it, and I asked God, what should I do? Since I had two of them, and God was like, give her one of yours. He was like, give that away, because it's just a trophy. It's a material thing, and you will get many more and many more great things to come to you. So I wanted to be obedient to what God was telling me to do, and I gave it to her. So, and she was very happy, and I presented it to her during a church service at church one day, one Sunday, some years back. And oh my gosh, that's been probably about maybe 12 years now. It's been some years. So yeah, before my daughter was even born. So that was many years ago, but I gave it to her. And, you know, little things like that change people's lives, you know? So I want to just be a blessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know that you go around, you help people. I see that you're a good humanitarian, like both.
Yes, as me too.
I couldn't come up with anything that rhymes with we, so. All right, but look, let me tell you this. Something that's less humanitarian, something that's more about yourself, but at the same time about a little bit about your group. How was it? I'm talking, don't tell me like how was it with the other people. No, I want to know personally, personally, how was the experience of being on tour and moving around a lot? Like, I don't want to know what the other people are doing. No, I want to know what you were doing, how you
were. Oh, my goodness. That's a good question. Well, for me, it was fun, you know, but I was so young, so everybody was older than me. So they went out to, like, I never was into clubs and stuff like that, and I don't drink and all that kind of stuff. So it was just like, I didn't really like the clubs. We performed in so many of them, I was like, okay. But, you know, if it was industry parties or things we were going to, I sometimes couldn't go because I was underage. So I would be stuck in my hotel room. So my phone bill was real, real high. And that was before, like, everybody had cell phones and all that. So I'd be calling home all the time, talking to my mom and, you know, just watching TV, hanging out in my room. But it was times where I got a chance to go out and do things. And I met like, LL Cool J and Jodeci and Boyz II Men and Mary J. Blige and Chaka Khan and Stevie Wonder. We toured with En Vogue. That was really cool. You know, just living out your suitcase, traveling all over the world at a very young age. It was amazing. And it was like, wow, this is it's the world is so much bigger than where you're from. And it let me see that we're really not that different across the waters in other places. You know, sometimes the only thing that's it may be culturally different, and ethnicity, as far as ethnic background, may be different. But people across the water are hungry, just like the people here. People across the water, you know, across the water have families, just like we do here. You know, same stuff. So it's like, wow. And it was just beautiful seeing how music unites people. People may not speak English at all, but they knew every word to our song. So that was crazy, you know. So and meeting Nelson Mandela and all those type of things, shaking his hand. Ooh. I mean, that was like, that was just epic, surreal. Like, I still pinch myself. Like, I met Nelson Mandela. Like, I shook his hand. Like, wow. You know, because that's like meeting Martin or Malcolm X. You know, it was really deep for me. Oh, so. Yeah. As a kid, it was a lot of great things. I experienced a lot of amazing things, but you do get, like, you miss home, you know what I mean? Because I was on the road when we first came out. I was on the road for, like, 3 years straight. I think I was home 2 weeks out of those 3 years.
Wow, hold up. Now, that sounds like a true boss. Did you hear that, bro?
Yeah, I hear that.
They didn't even speak English, and they still knew her song. Like, hello. We're going to go to the line real quick. We're going to go, all right, 601, the last number is 1577. Do you have a question?
Hi, how are you?
How you doing? How you doing?
Yeah, we can hear you clearly.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to just chime in. I am listening. I am in my 30s, so I definitely know all about Arrested Development. I used to burn it up loud. I'm from the era when we still had cassette tapes, not CDs.
Yes,
so
yes.
I used to rewind that tape 1,000 times listening to Arrested Development. That when the music came out, that type of music that you all brought to the music industry, for me, at the age that I was, it was amazing. I mean, music really helps you to figure out who you are as a person, because musically, you know, music speaks to you. The words people put out, the beats, the sound, you know, people relate to what speaks to them. And when I told you that it is amazing to hear, you know, you be on this radio show with these young teenagers and be able to, you know, give them a walk in the life that you live, you know, in the industry, it's amazing for me. So I just wanted to chime in and just say that it's so great hearing what you're sharing, you know, with the teenagers who are listening. And also, I wanted to say, you know, just how you were able to share the story of how you gave something away that you that was owed to you, that was due to you for the hard work you did, but you thought about another person and you gave them something that you knew that would mean to them as much as it meant to you. So I think that you know, this interview is teaching the teenagers a whole lot, you know, it's a whole lot. And so I just had to chime in as a listener and just say that I am excited about everything that I am hearing, come from you sharing with these young kids. And I just want to say to, you know, the boys, you know, awesome job to say this is just your second show. You guys are doing great. Keep doing what you're doing. It's amazing. I'm proud.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you for calling in. Oh, my gosh. And see, that to me, like, that was amazing just hearing that. And that brought me to tears because at the end of the day, for me, it's important to touch people because that's the era I come from. Your art, it moves people. And I don't believe in anyone doing anything unless you're passionate about it. You know, and I feel like God put me on this earth to do what I do. And music is just a catalyst, if you will, just for me to use this to speak into people's lives. So I just appreciate what she said. And I definitely agree with her. You guys are doing amazing. And I already know your future is like crazy bright. So I'm just excited for you guys.
Thank you. See, this is why we like having amazing people like you on our show.
Exactly.
Because I honestly think if we had, like, you know, less more motivational people just saying, yeah, man, you know, we're doing this, that, this. But what are you doing for the people, though?
You know, we just chilling.
Y'all can't see the face that I'm making right now.
honestly, straight up, life is nothing. If you're, whatever you're doing, if it's only feeding yourself, your soul, it doesn't even matter because at the end of the day, you know, we're supposed to leave a legacy, you know, on this earth, for people to say, wow, they did a great thing. And let me pick up the baton where they dropped it and keep on moving, you know, or where they passed it. So at the end of the day, even you guys, what you do, make a difference, you know, like everything you do, do it with, you know, passion and knowing with having the forefront of your mind, I want to change the world in a positive way. So that's what it's about at the end of the day. If you're not doing anything to change the people, don't do it.
Yeah, we're going to be a blessing in this industry. So everybody stay tuned and get ready for more from LWB.
We're blessed to be a blessing. Woo! I just killed that.
That was nice, bro.
Call me on that.
So,
just like you know. Cool.
Okay. So, we have one more question for you, Miss Ishii. And it's a good one. It's a great one. Trust me. So, say something to the young ladies out here that need encouragement and you know, info to be in this industry.
Wow, that is a great question. First and foremost, I always say to anybody, especially the young ladies, you gotta know who you are. Have self-value. Know who you are, whose you are, and how special you really, really are. If you don't know that, in this industry, I've seen it happen to male and female, they will tell you who you are and what you're going to wear and what you're going to sing about and what you're going to do. It's very important to have a support system, a strong support system, someone who's going to have your back, who's going to look out for you, that's going to correct you when you are wrong and when you are into self and it's all ego and you're arrogant. You need someone that's going to say, you know what, bring that down.
We have another caller that would like to say something.
Sure.
Gentlemen, I'm so excited. I hope you're referring to me as your next caller. I'm so excited about tuning into your show today because I just want to encourage you and let you and remind you that you are the light of the world. And because you're the world, then you don't let your light hide it under a bushel, but you got to put it out there for the whole world to see. It's a sad frog that won't praise its own pond. You got to talk it up. You got to believe in you so much that the world believes in you. If they don't know you, you got to let them know you. Muhammad Ali said, I was the greatest. And then the whole world starts saying he was the greatest. If you put it out there and say positive things about you, then the world's going to say it. Mr. James, it's a pleasure for me to be on your show tonight, gentlemen. I really appreciate what you're doing in the industry. I really appreciate the mark that you're going to make in this world. Really, I do.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you.
That was encouraging. That was moving right there.
That was moving.
Yes. Well, thank you, caller, for calling in. We appreciate everything. And Miss Ishii.
Yes.
We want to thank you for being on our show. We want to thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's been a big pleasure. I'm talking like we wish you the best of luck on whatever you got coming up, girl. I hope you thrive in everything you do, as you tell us, and we wish you the best.
Oh, yeah, and make sure you get another Grammy, all right?
Yes. I appreciate you guys.
And we'll meet you there.
I wish you guys. Yeah, right, exactly. Well, you'll be standing beside me. See, hey, getting your Grammy.
Oh, you'll be right there.
I appreciate you guys so much, and I expect great things from you, nothing but great things from you, because you are king. You are young king. And I know, I'm from the first day that I met you guys, I knew you were special. So I just thank y'all for having me. I had a ball, and I just want to say to everybody's listening, all the young people, love yourself, appreciate the people in your life. And just be positive. Do something awesome in this world. We need that right now. We really need, you guys are the future. We need y'all to just step up. And we, as the elders, have to show you that. You know what I mean? So we got to work together as a village. Yeah. We got to work together. So I just want to send love, peace, blessings, and light and abundance to everybody. And I thank you for your support. I appreciate you guys.
And Ms. Ishii, before we get you off the phone, we want to play a song of yours as the song break, all right? Is that cool with you?
Sure. Yes, and I just want to tell everybody to check me out. My website is ishii.com, and all my social media links are there and my music. I have 4 singles out right now, working on a new album. It'll be out soon, my first album, I should say, solo record. And this song that you guys are about to hear is So Gone, is the remix. Thank you.
Nice. Well, after this song, we're going to come in with the What's Poppin' topic. But for now, let's hit it with it.
Baby, I'm just one fight from leaving. I ain't gotta take it. So you need to give me one good reason. Make me wanna stay. Please give me a sign, cause I'm trying to make it okay. Lately, you've been acting like your love was just a mistake.
has a right to be. You know I treat you like a queen in and out the shit. She can't believe everything you're hearing in these streets. Late night grind hard cause we gotta eat, you know. I love you, baby. I really do adore you, baby. Take you where you wanna go, wanna go, wanna go. Oh girl, you're so beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. If you really wanna leave, then leave. There's too many women, believe me. Know what I mean?
I've reached my limit, I'm gone.
You guys, let me tell you something. It's storming over here. I'm just going to be straight honest with you. We having some big technical difficulties, but you know what? It's okay. We can still give you what's popping. Woo! What's the topic for the day, bro?
All right, man. We have Morgan Freeman's granddaughter was stabbed to death by her boyfriend.
What the what?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what made him mad to the point where he had, you know, the feeling to stab her?
I mean, I think she was like a cheating or something like that.
I mean, he could have handled that differently.
A text messages maybe just going by the house,
you know,
pulling up some roses or saying, can I check your phone?
Yeah, you know, you got to snoop a little bit, you know.
I bet he didn't even know for sure. I bet he was just like assuming. He was probably just like, yo, I bet she cheating on me. I'm about to go up here with this knife and I'm about to.
Nah, that's wrong, bro. I don't think that's right. That's not right.
But she died at 33. I heard she was like an artist and she had all these talents.
Young.
I don't think I want to be stabbed to death by my girlfriend at 33. Would you, bro?
No.
That's kind of sad.
That's sad.
That's kind of sad.
All right, guys.
All right. Next topic. Look. Now, I don't know about all you Android fans out there. Get out of here. I don't like Android.
I don't like Android.
You should like Android.
Android, y'all can get out the house, all right? Y'all can get
Kobe.
Out the window.
But look, no. Guess what's coming out around September 27th? I don't really know for sure, but it's after September 18th. I know that one. But iPhone 7, people, look.
Didn't they just come out with the iPhone 6 Plus?
That was last year, though.
That was not last year. It was last year, but it was like November-ish, December-ish.
That was last year.
But still, that's so quick.
I mean, but you know how people go around, they be like, oh, well, you know what? I'm just going to keep the iPhone.
I'm gonna cop
the iPhone 7, you know, probably next 2017 when an iPhone 25's out. You already know.
No, I like to stick with my iPhone 5S.
Why?
Because it's very dependable. Like, you don't have to worry about it being too big or too small, too skinny.
I mean, but have you seen the new model though? Have you seen what it looked like?
The iPhone 7?
Yes.
No.
It looks like, all right, so you know what a window looks like, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking like not no Windows phone. I'm talking about a window.
Yeah.
It's like taking a glass window, putting a little bit of color on the back of it, a little bit of color on the side, right?
Yeah.
And then like you get to touch the whole screen this time. You know how you got the home button?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the whole thing, you get to touch the whole screen.
But it'll be very sensitive. I don't like sensitive phones. Like, you know how Android is when you accidentally, like, your palm hits the side and it, like, backs you out or whatever you're doing?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like sensitive phones like that.
I mean, I think it's kind of cool though. I mean, but still, I might still buy it. But people telling me that it won't sell like the other ones.
All right, bro. Next topic, bro. What's the next topic for today?
Have y'all heard about that Meek Mill Drake bull crap there going on?
Oh
right
my
there?
God!
I heard about it.
You bull now, crap. You call it bull crap. I call it a fantasy. All right,
man. Look, let me tell you. I think Drake wiping the crap out of Meek Mill's. Like, to be honest, Meek Mill. I mean, I'm gonna give respect to Meek Mill's. Of course, I respect any other artist
for standing
out there
up for what he thinks. You know.
Trick a fiend to the fiend.
You get it, buddy. I can't even.
But look, let me tell you, Drake man is the best. Drake man is the best. He is like, I mean, I'm a big fan of Drake. I'm just, that's me personally. Now, those diss tracks by both of them, both went in. I'm not gonna lie, because people be like, oh, well, Meek Mills has nothing on Drake.
I like the way Meek Mill raps, but I think Drake has more popularity than Meek Mill.
Yeah, I think he has more like a fan base behind him but honestly, all together,
I think it's a publicity stunt.
I think Drake's just trying to get Meek up there, and Nicki's using Drake just like Nicki. I mean, Nicki's like,
yo, Drake, it could probably be.
Speaking of Nicki, did you hear that Nicki and Meek is dating, and they're trying to, and Nicki wants to have a baby, yo. Nicki wants to have a baby.
Hey, bro.
What?
All right. How about we start some publicity real quick?
Okay.
Are you a better rapper than Drake?
I'm a better rapper than Drake.
Give him something real quick.
Yo, Drake, what's up? Come at me, little bruh.
Ooh.
I'm too cool. I'm too...
All right, for real. Give him something. For real.
Yo. See, my lyrics so alive, and it's a flow you can't kill. Much like a mutant whiskey made out of steel. See, my life is music, and I play it like a ringtone. I play it back and forth like it's a straight game of ping pong. Boy, you know, that's what you always be yelling in songs, right?
Oh, that was fire. Drake, you ain't got nothing on that.
Drake, come at me, man. Come at me.
You sure, bro?
Come at me, man.
You sure, bro?
Come at me.
All right, guys, listen to this. All right, I know we've all been waiting. Everybody. Guess what's coming back in September 23rd. I'm about to cry, bro. Hold up.
Let me wipe the tears, bro.
Please, thank you.
Wipe.
Empire is coming back. Oh, my God.
Empire. Now, you guys want to talk about a dang radio show. Please listen to this show when Empire is back on. When Empire is back on, let me tell you, it's all we're going to be talking about, people. We're going to be talking about different kinds of stuff, talking about how Lush is trying to come back and everything. It's finna go D-Zown.
Well, you know, speaking of what that Morgan Freeman granddaughter getting stabbed and everything, we want to send our condolences out to them. You know, I know we were making it funny, but we have to really take it down to a serious moment real quick. And we just want to give our condolences out to them. So
can we have a moment of silence, everybody? Moment of silence complete. Now, everybody. Okay. We're going to have a song before we go into motivational moment. We have a deep song for you guys. We've been listening to songs since we've been growing up. I mean, since we fight our dad just to turn it on, just to go put it on CD so we can listen to it in the truck. I mean, it's too inspirational, and it's also the name of our motivational moment word for the day. Can we hear it?
Grateful.
We're having technical difficulties, and it's like not playing. Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's a storm that's like messing up our signal or whatnot, but it is not going. It is not going. But you know what? We're just gonna keep moving on. Forget that. Technical you know, we might even play it at the end. Depends on if you want to work for us. But let me talk on today's motivational moment, bro. Let's take it down to a serious notch. We got to bring it down. Notches. Now, the word for today is grateful. Now, bro, tell the people what are you grateful for?
Well, I'm grateful for waking up every day, looking at my beautiful family. Well, not my beautiful family, but my dad's beautiful family.
I almost thought you were about to say beautiful face.
No.
I was like, you feeling
I'm
yourself?
Grateful. I'm grateful for my beautiful face, my beautiful body, and, you know, everything that my dad's and my family, my parents has. They put a roof over my head. I mean, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for God. I'm grateful, you know, for everything. Everybody has just been supporting and everybody that just been with us from the start. And hopefully they can.
Why are you stealing my answers? Why are you stealing my answers? Like, I wanted to say what I'm grateful for. Can I say what I'm grateful for, bro? Is that okay?
Okay. I'm grateful for my little sister then.
She's over here just shaking and stuff. She's like, yeah. She's like, yeah. With your little glasses on. Anyways, I'm grateful for all that I have right now. Like, most people sit down, complain about what they need better or what they could do better or what they could have better. Well, let me tell you something. The moment you accept what you have right now, people, that's when things start to improve.
And call us if you want to tell us what you're grateful for. You know, just let us know and press 1.
All
right.
That's all you have to do. Press 1 on your dial pad and you can tell us exactly what you're grateful for. But until then, let me tell you more about gratefulness. I don't know what. You want to cut the show? You want to cut? You know what? You guys, due to lightning and thundering and the lights going out and stuff, like, this is really scary. We're going to have to cancel the show. Can we hit the boohoo button, bro? Click the boohoo button. Boo. I'm sorry, you guys. Look, but stay tuned for next time, which is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. I'm pretty sure it won't be storming then. It won't be storming then. So please come then. And look, let me tell you guys. Stay grateful.
Be grateful for everything you got and everything that everyone has done for you.
This is CJ.
And this is DJ.
And we're signing out. What's poppin'? What's poppin' you?